Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazan, world famous astrologer, and by now, as I'm recording this, the moon has changed signs from Sagittarius to hardworking and persistent Capricorn. So maybe there's something that you have to be a little bit persistent about today and just get through it. The sign of Capricorn loves the rules, loves you to do things by the books and follow protocol and stand in lines and be persistent until you get your way. We don't say no, we don't say we can't, we say we can and we do today. Isn't that, that's kind of a pep talk. Of course, the good news here is that Mars has finally entered the sign of Leo. That can only mean one thing, that soon enough, he's also going to be out of his retrograde shadow. So Mars is much happier in the sign of Leo because Leo is a fire sign. Leo is also ruled by the sun, who, by the way, is changing signs. Yes, it's going to be Taurus season. And Taurus is slow-moving, methodical, and is another earth sign. So if you put your best foot forward today and you try to get things done and you aim, you know, for what you want to do, I'm sure that you can do it. Now, a lot of other things are going on here. Let's just go over them. We like that Mars is in Leo. We love it because that's exuberance. It's fun. It's, of course, holiday spirit and tradition with the moon in Capricorn. So it is kind of like a holiday weekend. It's Good Friday, and there's lots to be good and thankful about today because the day is ruled by Venus, and Mars has changed signs out of whiny Cancer, where things are hard to do and where we get bogged down by emotions. Now we're a little bit more happy. Do you feel the energy today? The only thing I see here to be a little wary about is getting through some financial issues and relationship issues. So if there's a relationship transition that you're trying to make, let's say you're trying to break up with somebody, you're trying to forget somebody, you're trying to get over them, Venus connects to the North Node and then to Saturn. So we want to make sure that we get through that transition over the next, let's say over the next week. And, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel because Venus will also be entering the sign of Aries, re-entering the sign of Aries, where she gets her mojo back and her attitude. But until then, there could be some financial difficulties that are bearing you down because Venus does rule money and wealth, but also some relationship issues that are also bogging you down. Oh, let's just get through it. Just realize that there is a transition coming and that soon enough we're going to have Mercury, Venus, and Mars all in fire signs where we definitely get our mojo back. Well, that's all for now. Give me a buzz, book a consultation, go online and order some of the books that I've written, La Luna, Moon Signs, and my 2025 horoscope guides. I've also got a lot of other books, down the pipeline. Have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful day.